This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost is those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is a show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome to the show. Now, you know, so many times we talk about health. We talk about weight loss. We want to talk about diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, and it comes down to the want to, I think, so many times with our health. You ever thought about that? When you see someone that wants to lose the weight, or they say they do, or you see someone that is dealing with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or maybe depression, anxiety, and they get a little bit comfortable, I think, dealing with their health challenge. Some people enjoy the label, and they really don't have a desire to want to get well. I get asked all the time, television interviews, you know, they say, what is the toughest health challenge you've ever faced? Or, you know, in clinical practice, when you were, you know, seeing patients and you were working with them on a regular basis, what was the toughest thing that you saw? And I think that it comes down to the person that really doesn't desire to get well. They can. They have the ability to. But somewhere in the inside of them, they just don't have the want to. And I've had people tell me that. I've had people look me in the eye and tell me that I just really don't want to get well. That I'm not willing to do whatever it takes, no matter how hard it might be, to get well. And see, that's the key. It's about stepping up and knowing that you were made for more. And that there's hope to get your health back. That you don't have to be stuck where you are. So whatever you've been diagnosed with, I want you to realize something. That to get the desire to want to get well, to put that on the inside of you, to be able to step out and go to the next level in your health and your life, it matters. And no one else is going to do that for you. You have to step up and say, you know what, I'm worth it. My health is valuable. My life is valuable. My kids need me to be healthy. My grandkids need me to be healthy. And for me to go to the next level in my health and my life, I need to step up. For me. It's not selfish. It's actually selfless, because you're taking care of one of the greatest gifts that were ever given to you, and that's your health. It's time to step up and do that. Have the desire. Have the want to. You get the want to, everything else will fall into place. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Let's go down to Nick. Hi, Nick. Welcome to the show, man.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
What's up? I have a question about prostate health. Okay. My father has, he's been to the doctor numerous times, and they've just said that he's got a large prostate, low flow, goes to the bathroom often. Well, I pretty much have the same problem. I'm 32. I pretty much see the writing on the wall. I'd heard that it could be hereditary. I probably go to the bathroom once, twice a night. Wake up, and also have low flow as well. Just trying to figure out what kind of supplements are good. I just started taking some organic salt palmetto extract and some pumpkin seed oil extract as well, but just started and really wanted to see if there was anything else that is good for that.
So you're 32, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you say the writing is on the wall. Now,
yeah. It's father, same thing as my father pretty much has.
Yeah, but you're 32. So have you gone to your doctor and they've done a PSA blood test on you?
I've no. I mean, I haven't. I've had physicals in the past, you know, and I'm not sure if they run PSAs or not. During those, they
usually don't. Well, it depends. Right now, it kind of teeters. 35 to 40 is when they really start running them on us guys. But I would have them, for your own peace of mind, I'd have them run a PSA test, but I'd also have them run some other blood tests. So, I mean, there's several factors that you can use, or several things you can use from a natural perspective. Zinc is really good, pumpkin seed oil, all of those. I mean, phenomenal. But the first thing I would do is not just say, okay, well, it's definitely happening to me. I would get that looked at, you know, and let the numbers speak for themselves. You know what I mean? I mean, it's easy to see that, but it's also another thing to see it in the numbers, to have the physical exam to be like, you know, your prostate's fine. Because it could be several things causing you to get up during the night. I mean, that could be potassium levels, sodium levels can be off, there can be electrolyte imbalance. There's a host of things. And the reason I'm saying that is because I've seen so many times where, you know, mothers and get something like breast cancer and the daughters feel something and think, oh, you know, I must be having what my mom had. And guys, too. So I'm not knocking your thought. Your thought is right. It would make me and make anybody think that way. I'm just giving you some things to think about and go get the exam, because they're not going to check that typically on you. You know, you're too young. That's just not in our standard protocol. And so you go in and they can check it, and, you know, it would be a good thing to have done, okay? And then that will give you a good peace of mind. But from the natural side, if you want to keep your prostate healthy and you want to stay ahead of the game, avocado every single day. It's 30 grams of fat in an avocado. It's all good fat and just phenomenal for your overall health. The soft palmetto, like you're doing, is great. Nettle root is really good. Remember, it's all about blocking that DHT and getting that down and keeping your good and healthy testosterone levels up. And that's why the testosterone test will be a real benefit to you. Oh, and also check DHEA. DHEA is a simple blood test they can run. It'll give you some good values as well. But, you know, don't let it bother you. Don't let anything bother you until you get the test and you see the results and see exactly what's going on, okay? Keep me posted, though. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Our preferred wellness providers or healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. You know, they carry out the nutrition and lifestyle care that we talk about here on the show. Got a great team that we're building all around the country. Birmingham, Alabama, and Nashville, Tennessee. We've got all kinds in, also down Waco, Texas, all the way over there. Up in Oregon, you got down in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and up in Michigan. So we're everywhere. New York, it's unbelievable. Growing like crazy. So exciting. So our team members are available during the day to help you out if you need that help. Lines are open. You can give me a call right now. But first, we're going to go to John. Hi, John. Oh, we lost John. Oh, he just fell off. The phone's dropped on him. All right, we're going to go to the scripture for the day then and close this segment out. It comes from 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 11 and 12. It says, look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always. Remember the wonders He has done, His miracles, and the judgments He pronounced. Powerful. So where does your strength come from? That's the real key. Does it come from, you know, just eating healthy? Does it come from supplements that come from your exercise routine? Where does your real strength come from? That's what you ought to ask yourself. A great physician, he's got the prescription that pretty much everybody needs. 80% of the health challenges we face today, diet and lifestyle related. It's true. The stuff you put in your body becomes your body. So what kind of stuff are you putting in? You putting the good stuff in? Food's either going to bring health to your body or it's going to take health out of your body. And guess what? You get to make that choice every single day. So are you making good choices or are you making not so good choices? Well, I hope you are. That's what we're here for. Here to take you from where you are to where you need to be. So make sure to give me a call right now, 888-283-7272. We'll talk about it or go online.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years, because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
To
find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Struggling with, remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle. So the choices we make every single day can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have. It's critical. It's vital that we make the right choices. And our health is our greatest wealth in every aspect of it. So we have to make the right choices each and every day. Let's go to the phones and talk to Janet. Hi, Janet.
I've been taking vitamin D3 for low vitamin D, and I've been taking it for a while, and now my calcium is high, and I'm afraid it's damaging my blood vessels, and I want to know how to get that calcium down quickly so I won't harm myself, because I know having prolonged high calcium, it damages your blood vessels.
Right, but the offset to that for the high calcium is vitamin K2. And you get plenty of K2 in your greens, no doubt. Like if you eat salads with spinach or kale or turnip greens, anything like that. If you do that, you're going to get a lot of vitamin K2, which makes the calcium more utilized. And it keeps the vessels more pliable. So that's pretty important. But another area you need to look at, too, that I think is pretty important, is making sure your vitamin D is the right quality. So whole food-based vitamin D is important. And again, I'm not big on excess calcium supplementation or anything like that, because if you're getting 2 or 3 green salads a day and you're eating nuts and seeds, and if you're eating some dairy, which dairy is maybe not that big of a deal, I'm bigger on the green vegetables for the calcium levels, then you should be getting just enough. Your body can take what you eat, and it has its own buffering mechanism. So the buffering mechanism works really well, and it supports the body. So you don't have to be overly concerned. What I would be concerned about is making sure you have enough K2. That's what goes in and balances everything out, and that's what's a big key. All right. More information, too, is at our website. I've written articles on that, and you could probably go a little bit deeper if you want to spend a little more time with it. 888-283-7272. Give us a call. If you haven't checked out our lifestyle providers, check it out. You'll find all kinds of healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about is there to help you. So regardless, if you struggle and you want to know what to do, and they can help you. Of course, our team members are there each and every day to take you to the next level with your health and with your life. It's a key. Skipping breakfast, is that you? Oh, I've got it. I have to hit on this. So many people that we talk to, emails, are like, I don't want to eat breakfast. I just want to drink my coffee and eat a donut. And I'm like, really? We're still doing that now? We're still doing that. We're still skipping breakfast. And when grandma told us how important breakfast is, the most important what? Meal of the day. It is. It really is. Break the fast. You've been sleeping 6, 7, 8 hours. Your body needs food. Time to break the fast. It works wonders for your metabolism and getting your overall metabolic rate where it needs to be. It's an absolute key. So skipping breakfast, you don't want to do that if you have type 2 diabetes. You're running out the door eating something that's at a high sugar level like that bagel or bowl of cereal. Don't do it. You always want to have equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then your good healthy fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your avocados. Having the right kind of foods in the right way, in the right manner, will make a huge difference for you. And that's what I would focus on. I would focus on getting the right kind of foods in on a regular basis. And there's been studies done on this. And, of course, there's a high relevance of skipping breakfast right now in the U.S. The high blood sugar levels after meals are strongly associated with a rapid decline in what's called beta cell function. So the beta cells are cells in the pancreas that produce insulin, which is a hormone that's necessary for the body to use carbohydrates in food as fuel. So high blood sugar peaks and also with earlier development of heart disease. So you can really start packing on not only the pounds, but you can really start affecting the body toward diabetes in a negative way. That's what you don't want to do. So keep everything simple. I mean, keep some of the healthy fats in your meals. You want to do lean quality proteins definitely at breakfast. You need the protein. And go easy on the carbs. You don't need three biscuits and two donuts and a big glass of orange juice. You don't need all that. That's old school. That's old thinking. You know, what you need is more of like two eggs, a bowl of fresh berries, maybe some green tea, and say a tablespoon of fish oil or maybe a handful of walnuts or almonds. Now, that is a great breakfast. You can even add more eggs. Other than that. But I would keep everything balanced. You know, your body functions best when it's given balance. It's what it wants, what it likes, and that's what you should always shoot for if you want optimal health. You're listening to On Call Radio. Check us out on the web. If you're struggling with your health, no matter what it is, remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. So don't lose hope. One thing I don't want you to lose is hope. Don't lose it, because it's powerful. It can help thrust you and take you to that next level if you're willing to let it. It's an absolute key. One other key I want to tell you that's really important is that when you're talking about suicide prevention for women, social life is a key. And we do see a lot of that. And now we're seeing a lot of suicide. You get a lot of that in the news. We're seeing more of it. It's more frequent than it used to be. They're saying social media can tie into that a little bit. Don't know if that's true or not. But one thing you want to look at for sure is keeping your relationships. I think it's one of the keys of our lives, and a healthy life is to have good friendships, good family relationships, people that are close to you that you love and care about, that care about you, and that you can spend time and quality time with. So if you're going through a tough time, there is someone to talk to. If you're going through challenges, there's someone that can help walk you through. Now, as I believe, Christ will always walk you through no matter what you're going through. It's great to have people that you can lock arms with here to carry you through those tough times and be a support to someone else. It's not all about you. It's about them as well. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. Check us out on the web.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is trying to push a big stimulus bill over the finish line in the Senate. Biden opening a White House meeting with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and top economic advisors, saying people need help now.
Today's jobs report shows that the American Rescue Plan is urgently needed in our view. Our economy still has 9.5 million fewer jobs than it had this time last year.
Worth noting, only 9% of the COVID-19 relief package goes toward COVID relief, and only 1% of the spending will go toward accelerating vaccine distribution. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is one step closer to being stripped of his emergency powers related to COVID. The state assembly debating now after the Senate voted for the measure. A final decision expected later today. USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Arizona Sheriff Mark Daniels of Cochise County, Arizona, says that halting the border wall construction along the U.S.-Mexico border has left areas wide open for Mexican cartels to operate. In January, President Joe Biden issued executive orders to pause the construction of the border wall that was promoted heavily by the previous administration.
It's wide open right now. It's wide open, and with the chaos going on the border based on these administrative decisions, and it just, we saw this in 2019, Brian, where 141 countries breached our southwest border in the first 9 months, over 1,000 gang members, 822 assaults on agents, 271 deaths on our border. This is a crime scene, and this is what we just put together. We had it under control. This is frustrating, and now it's going back to 2019. It's frustrating.
Daniel speaking there on Fox News. The Oklahoma House passed a bill that would ban the government from closing churches and places of worship in scenarios like the COVID-19 pandemic. The Oklahoma Religious Freedom Act passed the state's House of Representatives 80-18 and now heads to the state Senate. The bill defines the phrase substantially burdened to mean to inhibit or curtail religiously motivated practice. Declaring closing those places of worship a substantial burden on Oklahoma's citizens' freedom of religion. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Struggling with, remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It is about lifestyle. So the choices we make every single day can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have. It's true. So the great news is that we can make some great strides in our health. You really can make a difference. You just have to understand what you're doing. So the exercise we get, the foods we eat, air we breathe, water we drink, stress we manage, all determines the kind of health we're going to have. Plums we're going to talk about a little bit. So I always pick a food in, well, most of the time. And I just pick foods that randomly will help our bodies. And I get excited because food can be our best medicine. I think that when we eat the wrong kind of foods over a long period of time, it can cause us and cause our bodies to break down and not do that well. But if we eat the right kind of foods on a regular basis, then we can really begin to thrive. And we can go to that next level in our health. And that's what it's about. So plums I'm going to talk about. Remember, food either brings health to the body or it takes health out of the body. So the body doesn't know the difference between baked chicken and fried chicken or french fries and broccoli. But we do. And so we want to make good, healthy choices each day so that our bodies get everything that it needs. It's a key. It's an absolute key. And we want to focus on that and give the body what it needs. All right, so we're going to talk about plums. Strong, and I like the taste of them, personally. But the antioxidant protection they have is pretty strong. So even the dried version, which are prunes, we all know about those, great for the digestion and great for being constipated, all that jazz. But they have a lot of what's called chlorogenic acid, and these substances are found in plums. Phytonutrients, as we call them, are classified as phenols, and their function as antioxidants have been documented for ages. We've known about them, so they help our cell membranes, our brain cells, and pretty much every cell in the body to protect them from a lot of the free radical damage. And there's better iron absorption plus antioxidant protection from the vitamin C. So the plums or prunes can make iron more readily available because of the high vitamin C content in the fruit, which ranks it as one of the highest sources of vitamin C, believe it or not, coming from themselves, from the prunes. Now, they also can help support healthy blood sugar levels and weight loss. So prunes, a lot of the soluble fiber helps to normalize blood sugar by slowing down the rate at which food leaves the stomach by delaying absorption of glucose. And the soluble fiber also increases insulin sensitivity and can therefore play a helpful role in prevention and treatment of the type 2 diabetes. So prunes fiber for regularity can lower also cholesterol and intestinal protection. So prunes are well known for the ability to prevent constipation. And we've known that for a long time. But, of course, it's the transit time of the fecal matter through the colon that is so vital and so important. So things speed up when you have fermented prunes. They have this insoluble fiber in them, and there's a fatty acid that's produced called butyric acid. And it serves as a primary fuel for the cells of the large intestine. And the propionic acid produced from the prunes, insoluble fiber, may also be partly responsible too. The HMG-CoA reductase, which is an enzyme involved in the production of cholesterol by the liver, that's another one as well. So lastly, the insoluble fiber that's provided by prunes can feed friendly bacteria. So there's what we call prebiotics, and then that helps to feed probiotics. So probiotics are the good bacteria that we put back in our digestive tract, right? And so that's what we do. The prebiotics help make an impact with that. So it's a great food overall. If you've never added plums into your normal routine, I highly suggest it. Very beneficial, great for the digestive support. Amazing. Now, I've got more articles on this at our website. If you haven't checked out our lifestyle providers, healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, all the information is there, and you can get the help that you need. Pretty amazing. So if you need to learn how to lose weight, feel better, you don't know kind of which way to go with exercise and how to come up with a good game plan, or you're taking a bunch of medications and are just kind of freaking out and don't know what to do, they can help. Lifestyle providers are powerful at taking you by the hand and laying out a plan for you so all this stuff makes sense. Skipping breakfast, we always know, is a bad idea, but what about, we talk about that, but what about your other meals throughout the day? What about eating before bed? Now, this is a big one that we get hit on quite a bit here on the show. Eating before bed is another one that I just want to tackle. If you eat before bed, true or false, it will make you gain weight. And it's horrible to eat before bed. Okay? The answer is false. Because actually, eating before bed can be beneficial to your health, believe it or not. If you eat a meal, I like to do proteins and a little bit of fat. If you eat proteins while you sleep, it helps to maintain lean muscle tissue. Fats will help slow release of the breakdown throughout the night. Plus, they support blood sugar levels. So the better your blood sugar levels are stabilized while you sleep, the better you're going to sleep. That's definitely for sure. So also, if you're looking to lose weight, I always have people eat before bed. And if you do proteins and fats, you won't disrupt your body's natural hormone rhythms while you're sleeping. It's the carbohydrates that can shut that down. So you just want to make sure you're not getting a lot of sugar, or any sugar for that matter, right before you go to bed. That's really what shuts everything down. Keep the proteins and your fats where they need to be, and that will keep you in a good place. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Steven. Hi, Steven.
I was in the hospital 2 days for tests for numbness on the tip of the tongue and around the lips, and vision issues associated with it. Did a full scan and CAT scan and all of the tests the neurologist had, and we found nothing. Of course, we're concerned about a stroke.
And that should be something of concern, that's for sure. One thing I would look at is get evaluated, have even a second or third opinion, and even have maybe an integrative-based physician that can take a look at you. Looking at other areas, I mean, since the standard medical testing has been done, they can take a look at you from different areas and really see if your body's breaking down or not in certain ways. I mean, stroke can definitely be an option, but it could be something else on the neurological side that has nothing to do with stroke. It could be very possible. And especially with the tip of your tongue like that, I would have just another opinion. I'll tell you, an osteopathic physician, which is a DO that does integrative type work, or a chiropractic physician is another great option that looks more along the lines nutritionally at the body and how it functions. Those may be some good options, at least for you to get another opinion. It's always good to have multiple opinions so you can make a great educated decision for you. I mean, because at the end of the day, it's your body. And so you want to make the best decision that you can for you. It's always the case. Let's go to Ernie. Hi, Ernie. Welcome.
I wanted to ask about citric acid allergies, and also want to know thoughts on the rumor about aluminum deodorants causing cancer because people can't sweat.
Well, let's address both of those. I mean, the citric acid itself, a lot of times, just the body's inability to break things down. So when you're talking about citric acid allergies, you got to step back and look at what's causing the allergic response in the body. And a lot of times it's that histamine. The histamine is produced by the mast cells in the body. So it could just be you're not handling certain foods very well, whether it's an orange or whatever, because citric acid is found in quite a few foods. So I would just first make sure that you're digesting properly. You may need to use enzymes or what's called proteolytic enzymes that can be very helpful for that. You can get that from pineapple, by the way. Proteolytic enzymes, that's where they get a lot of the supplement form. Papaya and bromelain both have, or papaya and pineapple both have bromelain, which is a real strong proteolytic enzyme, helps to break down the protein. It's pretty exciting. So that can help tremendously when you've got allergies, cutting out dairy products. And also, like milk, cheese, and yogurt, I know, probably love it, but it's okay. If you cut it out for a period of time, about 8 weeks, you can notice a difference. You don't have to get rid of it forever. Just sometimes it's good to eliminate it for a period of time. And then your wheat products, your breads, your pastas, your cereals, your crackers, all of that makes a big difference. And you want to look at eliminating that as well. So those are big keys. Now, the other piece, too, that we're talking about, in the aluminum and the deodorants, there's a strong link. Okay, it's not just it is technically a theory because it's not a formal study done on it. But aluminum, not so much causing the cancers, but they're concerned about some of the brain chemistry issues with that, meaning that things like Alzheimer's and dementia, there's some links with metals along those lines. And yes, the blocking with the antiperspirants, the blocking of the sweat glands, and the body's inability to release toxins and the increased breast cancer rates, there is a theory behind that. So, again, it makes sense when you look at common sense, you understand physiology. Yes, it does make sense. But at the end of the day, until there's formal studies on it, you can't really call it evidence-based, per se. So, again, great option on a theory that could lean in the wrong direction is possibly just don't use the deodorant. Don't use antiperspirants. Go with natural deodorants. I mean, there's some great brands out there that are fantastic that don't use a lot of the chemicals in them. So, and they make you smell great. You don't stink, smell like, you know, an old dirty sock. You actually smell good. I mean, there's some good products out there that you can use. So it's just one of those deals. If usually there's a theory that leans toward the word cancer, I usually avoid it because it really won't help you to skate on the gray line for that. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. Check us out on the web.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach,
When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Our social media, jump in, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We'd love to have you hop in and be a part of all that we're doing. Of course, keep you updated on the latest so that you can thrive with your health. That's what we do, and that's what we want to help you do. That's for sure. 888-283-7272, our lifestyle providers, our healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, they can really help you, take you by the hand and get you where you need to be. I would encourage you to check them out. That's for sure. So no matter how dedicated you are to losing weight, you can hit a plateau at any time. There are diet plateaus. Matter of fact, they're easy to hit. If you've never hit one, if you ever try to lose the weight and just get stuck, they're real. That's for sure. And the body gets used to it. So here's the challenge. The body gets in a routine, and it really gets used to certain patterns, eating patterns, exercise patterns, and it will come to a screeching halt. But here's some great ways to bust through the diet plateaus, even if you're trying to just drop 10 pounds. You want to clean up your diet ruthlessly. Okay, there's four deadly sins, they say, in diet, but it's fried food, sugar, and cheese, and the fake fats, like the trans fats. So you want to make sure you're not getting any of those, okay? Skip the alcohol. Alcohol adds calories, but it also slows the metabolism, and that's not good. You want to crank that metabolism up as much as possible. You want to go low glycemic on all your carbohydrates. So the refined carbohydrates, get rid of them completely. And you want to eat a meal containing low glycemic carbs about 3 hours before a workout. And it'll actually result in more fat burn than a meal containing refined carbohydrates. Refined carbohydrates are like bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, processed dinners, all that sort of thing. You want to vary your exercise routine. So if you're going to do the same thing every time, you got to change your workout up. Run one day, lift the next day, swim the next day, take a group exercise class the day after. You really need to switch it up. And high-intensity interval training, here's another one that I'm a huge fan of. Working out at different levels of intensity is very important. Matter of fact, you'll get more out of 10 minutes than you would out of 40 minutes if you do intervals. And what that means is, for an example, is if you got on a treadmill and you ran, say it's 6 miles an hour, right? You got the little range on the treadmill. So you run for 6.0, let's say, you do a hard jog for 30 seconds. And then you walk at a fast pace like 3.6 or 3.7 for a minute. Then you go back to a 30-minute hard push, run, and then back to a one-minute rest. And then keep rotating that for about 10 minutes. And that's interval training. You'll actually burn more fat doing it that way. It's been proven in science. Strength training is a must. I don't care who you are. I will always start you off walking, but I'm going to lean you toward strength training. It's just so beneficial. Of course, I'm totally addicted to it. I haven't missed a week of working out in 25 years. What does that tell you? So, I mean, I live it, and I love it, and it just makes me feel good, all that sort of thing. So weight training builds muscle, and each pound of muscle burns about 50 calories a day at rest. And according to a survey, about 6,000 adults, about 19% of people who were successful with weight loss included weight training in their workouts. That's pretty strong. So using a heart rate monitor helps as well. Of course, you want to keep your target heart rate between 65 and 85% of your maximum most of the time. You want to just shoot for that. And the way to get your target heart rate is to subtract your age from 220, and you'll get the number. Drink water, half your body weight in ounces of water every single day. So if you're 150 pounds, you want to shoot for about 75 ounces a day, typically. Exercise more than 30 minutes. I like 30 minutes a day. If you go high intensity, you don't need more than 30 minutes. That's about all you need. And you got to get everybody in your life on board. I mean, here's the deal. Your support in life, getting a team around you, building a team around you is vital. Making sure that you have the right tools and the right people on board with you, I cannot tell you how important that is. It is so essential to your overall success. Just make sure to have that. Don't y'all the haters? They got to go. Haters cannot get on board. We got to get rid of them. Okay? They don't have any place in your life. The haters, the ones that are telling you you're too fat, you can't lose the weight, you're too old, that you're never going to make it, that gives you no hope whatsoever. You want people in your life that bring hope to you in every area and that you can breathe life into as well. All that's important. So critical. If you're out in the pool this year, you want to make sure you cover your eyes. No matter if you're indoor or outdoor, you want to make sure to protect your eyes from the chlorine. And I really would suggest you look for a saltwater pool if possible. But again, if you want to wear some eyewear, protective wear, that's a good idea too. But yeah, a lot of doctors now, ophthalmologists are saying that, you know, we used to just swim and open our eyes in chlorine. Not so good now. It's important to know why the burning happens. You want to really... Now, swimmers can develop pink eye and other eye infections even from contaminated water, so just be careful with that. Better to wear the goggles to open your eyes underwater, and it protects them a whole lot better. You're listening to On Call Radio. If you haven't checked us out yet, go to the website, and all kinds of information there. We've got our website, we've got our newsletter, podcast, we've got radio show, of course, that's on every day, television show that's on every day. If you haven't found our TV show, oh my goodness, check it out. You can watch an episode and then find it in your area. Until then, you can check it out there. But yeah, it is a great way to stay hooked on what we're doing. I mean, a great way. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show. It helps you get well, stay well, and live well. We're diagnosing hope one person at a time. Remember, you don't have to be stuck where you are. You really can transform your health and your life. It's all about your choices.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.